Stations, here's your suggested lead. Immigration reform seems to have stalled, but has it? And if so, can it be revived? Gloria Goldman is an immigration attorney from Tucson, and she spoke with reporter Christopher Michael how even small changes to the immigration law could be a help. And the story comes your way in 3, 2, 1. When we talk about the immigration system being broken, this is a huge system with a lot of parts to it. Do we have to fix everything at once?
I think that would be very difficult. It's difficult for the average person in our nation, for the people that are dealing with legislation. And I think that if we try to make the small steps to begin with, that's a way to go. And I think we would convince more people rather than change the whole system. And there are a lot of the legislators who want to change the whole system, and that's what they talk about. We want to change the whole system, and then it never happens because it's just so complicated. A good example of a small fix is the 1996 immigration law included many bad provisions, many of which separate families today. One is if somebody has remained in the U.S. longer than a year past their lawful time, and if they leave the country because grandmother's dying, father or mother is very sick, or even to go obtain their green card. Once they walk over the border or leave the United States by plane, they institute a 10-year prohibition for coming back. It's the 10-year bar. The good news is there's a waiver, but the waiver is demonstrating extreme hardship, which is a very high level of hardship, to a spouse or a parent, and not necessarily to their children. This causes separation of families or causes people to come back and be here unlawful.
So how big a fix would this be?
It'd be huge. It looks small, but it'd be huge because it would bring families back together.
Gloria Goldman, this is Christopher Michael reporting.